Two cellos on this Monday afternoon, and for very good reason. It's Mark Wigmore with you at the bottom of the clock, the new Classical FM, and our look at the arts. Music from international classical superstars Two Cellos on this Monday afternoon. The duo has returned to mark and celebrate a thrilling decade together. Luka Shodlich and Stjepan Hauser, both classically trained cellists who met as teenagers in Croatia. They moved from the Academy of Music in Zagreb to schools in Vienna and the UK. They found fame as recording artists on Sony Masterworks and, of course, YouTube in 2011, thanks to their inventive, bold, and romantic takes on pop music standards. Over the years, they have handled material originating with Michael Jackson and Billie Eilish to Guns N' Roses and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Luka and Stjepan have also delved deep into the world of cinema, performing pieces from Game of Thrones, Inception, The Godfather, and Schindler's List. Their association with Elton John helped the duo find an international audience, both touring and recording with the star. Two Cellos' self-titled album was followed by Intuition, Celloverse, Score, and they've become an arena-filling staple with tours across the globe. Dedicated is the latest, marking a decade of Two Cellos. Stjepan Hauser is with us this afternoon. We're very excited here on The Oasis. Great to be with you.
What an introduction. I even forgot all this.
You know, there was a story that caught my eye last week. Violinist Nigel Kennedy got into a music and cultural war with Classic FM in the UK over the station not allowing him to perform Jimi Hendrix music as part of his concert. And he was mad. He was furious. He defended the guitarist as a great musician. You must run into this classical debate all the time, purists versus pop music and the future of the genre.
I don't really do that. You know, I don't have a need to explain anything to anyone.
Right. No. Yeah.
I just do my own thing and let the work do its thing, you know, and I don't like to go into any war with anyone. I just like the music do it work, you know?
And you're no stranger to classical repertoire. I mean, we play music from you, you know, Sir Carl Jenkins or what have you, where, you know, you're working with traditional symphonies and so on, but you're also kind of donning the leather jacket in front of 30,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, what we are doing is just proving that music is so universal and it can speak to anyone and everyone. And why anyone have a limp? Need to limit themselves to any genre or any music, because especially now we live at a time where everything is, world has changed in so many ways.
Yeah.
And what we do is great to attract younger audience, older audience from all kinds of backgrounds. And this is why it was so successful, our project. And that's what we are all about, spreading love, passion, joy, and not limiting ourselves to anything.
How do you decide what pieces to tackle when a Two Cellos project comes together? Because you guys really cover the gambit from rock to pop, and making those decisions must be kind of interesting.
I mean, we feel straight away which song is going to work on cello.
Right.
Because there has to be certain quality to the song. Like if it's a really melodic song, then of course, because cello is such a nice melodic singing instrument. But sometimes it's about the certain riff, you know, in the rock song that can really rock hard on the cello. So we just know it from the start if it's gonna work or not.
Sometimes works too if with a percussive element, because you can be percussive with your instruments as well.
That's the thing about cello. It can do so many things. For example, violin can only be high. Double bass can only be low. Cello can be everything in between. You know, the range of cello, it's perfect for anything. As you said, you can use it as a percussive instrument. You can use it as a pluck it like a guitar. You can make a sustained sound. Like, possibilities are endless, like no other instrument.
I like that you called this a project, because we're going to talk about the tour and the record in a moment here, but there is a two cellos sound, because the way you arrange the pieces, the way you record the music is very specific to the group. Is that what it feels like, that you carved out this unique sound generally in pop music?
Yes. We didn't have this traditional approach, just recording cello like classical musicians do. We just treated cello like we wanted to make it really powerful, really strong and rich, because everything we created was only on two instruments. So we had to come up with the ways how to do that, that everyone is actually satisfied. Also people who listen to pop or classical or rock, you know, we try to make everyone fall in love with the cello sound.
Sometimes I listen to your records and I think that sounds like some expensive studio time, because you guys make it sound so rich and beautiful.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, Hauser is with us. He's one part of Two Cellos, the international touring and recording ensemble. The duo is celebrating with a new album, Dedicated, which was just released, and it's topping classical charts around the world. They will tour major arenas in the U.S. and around the globe in 2022. You know, going back to the early days when you met Luca, is it true that the two of you were sort of adversaries in a way, almost competing against each other?
Yeah, but it was like a positive thing, because
right.
You have to have some, so you have a motivation to be better, to improve. And, you know, in the sport, like you have Ronaldo or Messi or those rivals, that is actually very healthy. But it was always like in a healthy way, like a friendly way, but still we would push each other's limits, you know. Then we joined forces and everything just exploded, you know, when we united.
By the way, you know, we just loved the Hauser solo debut last year with the London Symphony Orchestra. It's titled Classic. And then the Ennio Morricone EP. What could you do with those projects that maybe you couldn't do with Two Cellos?
Well, that's entirely another thing. It's more like in Two Cellos, basically, mostly it's predominantly rock, you know, like atmosphere and
sure.
Like those bad boys of, you know, with leather jackets and rocking out those cellos, shredding those bows.
Every time I introduce you on the air, I call you a certified hunk. So
yeah.
Just so you know, that's the Two Cellos sound.
Yeah. And here I have opportunity to show my elegant side, my romantic side, my more classic spiritual side. I love both sides equally, you know. I like to go wild. I also like to play this melodic, romantic melodies. So I have this amazing luck to be able to do so many different things on the cello. So it's never boring, you know.
The element of visual for both Two Cellos and the Hauser videos, for that matter, and we talked about how important YouTube was to your success at the beginning, but it seems like the visual side of Hauser and Two Cellos is often a really, really big production. Feels like you put a lot of work into those ideas.
Yes, especially now we live in those times and everything has to be visual as well, because people are not just listening but also watching. And I also like when music matches the visual, those beautiful locations, those beautiful melodies with beautiful location creates a special sensation and actually amplifies what the music is about, you know.
Are there a few locations that you remember fondly and think, wow, I can't believe I'm here in this space with my cello performing with all these cameras around?
Yeah, I mean, there is so many crazy moments. Top of the mountain, in the water. Like, I've been through all kinds of, you know, on the snow, in the desert,
right.
In the island. Like, I've been with my cello in basically every situation you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's like being a movie star, basically.
Right. You know, on your website, it says that your concerts next year will be your final tour. And I found that to be slightly shocking. That's a big statement. Tell us about that decision.
Well, because, I mean, everything has a expiry date, I would say, you know. So Two Cellos project, I think we did everything that we were supposed to do together, and now it's time that each one of us goes our own ways. Me as Hauser, I want to just go totally another direction. What I did 2 years by myself, build myself on social media with huge followings, millions of fans who would like to see me, you know, as a Hauser in arenas around the world. So we will each go our own ways.
Are you feeling like you're going to take what you did with the LSO last year and other elements? Where are you leaning towards with that solo career?
I'm also, as a Hauser, very diverse, because you can see classical side, movie soundtrack side, you can see ballads, you can see Latino side, fun side. So even my own show can be very diverse and also like a huge spectacle. But as two cellos, we were basically just two guys on stage and a drummer.
So for Dedicated and with this final tour, were there a couple, I mean, were there pieces you wanted to put on this record that you knew that you wanted to perform for this final tour?
Yeah, of course. There were those rock songs that we never got a chance to play, like Sweet Child of Mine, which is a legendary rock anthem.
It's an anthem. It's an anthem.
Living on a Prayer, you know.
Basically, you wanted to hit 1988 in a big way.
Yes, exactly. And we did it.
You did it. You know, we're disappointed. We don't see a Toronto date on the website thus far. We'll be keeping our eyes open for that.
Well, some shows will still be added, so let's see what happens.
Stepan Hauser, really great to speak with you, and congratulations on what sounds like it's going to be a final project with two cellos, but I'm going to go ahead and say never say never.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
See, Abba is coming back now.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe, you never know.
Maybe you'll be in a hologram form next time.
Yeah. That'll be good.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
The new album from Hauser and Two Cellos, it's Dedicated, and you can download, stream, or purchase it now on Sony Masterworks. Let's listen.